Good evening. Did you all have a good time yesterday for the fall festival? Did you enjoy? It was great, right? Yeah, I did too. We had our teens, so many of them were there. They volunteered to help at the at the Parish Fall Festival. And so many of you showed up, and we had a great time. No? The Hispanic booths down there, they had their own live entertainment. They were dancing and singing. No? It was great. I also danced. It was a wonderful day for all of us to come together. Thank you for being there and participating in the Parish Fall Festival. It's a great way to build up community as one parish. Thank you so much for all those who helped with the parish festival for organizing and helping with the setup and so on. Thank you so much. One late night, a robber jumped in front of a well-dressed man who was coming out of his car in the parking area. The robber stuck his gun on his face and said, "Give me your money." And the man was shocked. He said, "This can't be. You can't do this to me. I am a congressman." And the robber said, "Well, in that case, give me my money." Corruption is an international problem. This may not be so much here in our great land, but the part of the world that I come from, there is so much of it. There is so much economic corruption at all levels, starting from the top. So much so the poor people remain poor and they never come up because the poor are being exploited. And the rich becomes richer and richer. So there is a gap, a widening gap. Why the underdeveloped countries or developing countries still remain underdeveloped? Why? It's not because they do not have enough resources. They do have enough natural resources or human resources. It's not because of that. It is because of corruption. Some people extort and exploit the others and they become richer. And the majority of the people remain poor. I have seen it. So much corruption. This is an international problem. And this is not anything new. Corruption is not anything new. It was existing for ages. Even in biblical times, there were corruptions happening. Like Prophet Amos, in today's first reading, he mentions it. He speaks up against the corrupt practices, the dishonest deeds of the leaders of the people of Israel who were exploiting and extorting poor people. Prophet Amos, as a matter of fact, is known as the prophet of the social justice in the scriptures. He stood up and spoke against it. Of course, he had to pay a huge price with that for doing so, but he didn't mind doing that. He addressed the injustices, the corruption and dishonest deeds that was going on during his time. Like he mentions in today's first reading we heard, they were tampering with the weighing scales and doing dishonest way of business transactions. They were pumping up, raising the prices of commodities selling in the market, extorting and exploiting the people by getting too much from the people. They were even mixing the good stuff with the bad stuff, like selling the wheat with the chaff, with the waste. They mix that and sell it and get a big price out of it. These are the things Prophet Amos is mentioning. Sounds familiar, no? This is happening in many parts of the world. Dishonest way of doing business or transactions by which you exploit the poor and become richer. Prophet Amos says, God will have his justice done. God remembers the poor. And God will make his justice accomplished, he said. In the gospel today, Jesus speaks about a dishonest and a corrupt steward. A steward is someone who is entrusted with caring for the property or taking care of things of that belongs to the owner or the master. Steward does not own it. It is not his. He is asked to take care of the property. And what happens? This particular steward was known for his dishonest deeds. He was cheating on his master. And the master found out and he said, come on, give me an account. I'm going to fire you. And the steward was afraid. When he found out that he is going to be fired from his job, what did he do? He acted quickly. He was very prudent. And he acted quickly. What did he do? He tried to make friends with the tenants of the owner who owed the master, you know, the property or the material things that they owed. So he goes to the tenants and asks them, how much do you owe my master? One of them said, 100 measures of oil. Okay, take down your promissory note and write it 50. Make it 50. Wow, what a great generous man he is. No? He cut short into half. And the tenants thought, oh, this is a wonderful, generous man here, the steward. But actually, who was doing was a dishonest deed. He was cheating on his master. And then to the other, he said, okay, cut it, make it into 50. So when his master fires him from the job, when he loses his job, and when his own wealth and money fails him, he will have friends to go to. All these tenants will be welcoming him into their homes. Now, reading this parable, we may misunderstand. We think that Jesus is condoning his dishonest deed, but actually not so. Jesus is not condoning his dishonest action. Instead, the master praises the steward for his shrewdness, for his prudence in making friends, so that when everything else fails, he has his future secure. He can go to someone and have a happy life there. His future in this world is secure. And now Jesus goes on to say, children of this world are more prudent in dealing with the things of this generation. But not so the children of light. And then he says, be prudent. Who are these children of light? We are the children of light. We are the children of light who follow Jesus Christ. And therefore he tells us to be more prudent in making friends, in making sure that our future is secure. What future is he talking about? Our future with God, our eternity with God, our true home towards which we are all heading to. Make sure that we will be welcomed to our heavenly home by our heavenly Father. For that, what we need to do is to make use of the money, the material things, the wealth, even the wealth that you have earned through dishonest means. Okay, even dishonest wealth, use it to make friends, Jesus says. So that when everything fails, including the material things and wealth and properties of this world, all these things will stay here. We cannot take anything with us when we depart from this world. What will stay with us is the true friends that we make, that will store up treasures in heaven for us. Use the money to make friends, real friends, by sharing with the poor, the less fortunate, you know, the abandoned of the society. That's what Jesus speaks about. Securing our future in heaven. This parable is a kingdom parable. It's one of the several kingdom parables that Jesus taught in the Gospels. It is focusing on the eternity. That is what matters most in our life, more than anything else in this world. Yes, wealth, riches, all these, money is very important. God gave it to us. They are needed for our life here on earth, for our transactions. They are needed for our existence here on earth. But nothing beyond that. What matters is, how do we make sure that our life is secure in heaven once we pass from this world? For that, we have to put God first in our life. Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will despise one and love the other, or you will be honest to one and dishonest to the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. Mammon is the God of wealth and riches. But we should not be worshipping money and material things. Instead, we should be worshipping God in our life, who is the source of all our wealth and riches and money. He gives us all this. And we have to make our priorities straight in our life. For where our treasure is, there also will our heart be. The question is, right now, where is our heart? Is God number one in our life? His kingdom, the values of the kingdom, does it come first in our lives? All other things will come secondary. Jesus tells us in the gospel again, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Our priority is focusing on the kingdom of God while trying to be a good and faithful steward here. We are all stewards of Christ, stewards of God. We own nothing, literally speaking, in this world. Everything comes from God. And he has entrusted these things to us to take care of. And he will expect an account from each one of us. Like a faithful and an honest steward, we have to show an account to him at the end. And then if we are honest in little things, we will be entrusted with great things to come. If we are trustworthy in the little things that God has entrusted with, we will also be entrusted with great things in heaven. Amen.